The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's a day of abstinence, and as I always say, if you don't eat meat anyway, find something else to abstain from as a penitential act. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, March 11th, 2022, Friday of the first week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Sophronius of Jerusalem, an ardent opponent of monothelitism. That was a heresy which held that Christ had only one will. Sophronius was born in Damascus around 560. He and his friend John Moschus became ascetics together while they were in their late teens or early 20s. In 605, Sophronius fled to Alexandria in the wake of Persian invaders. When the Persians invaded Alexandria in 616, he fled to Rome. In 619, he returned to Palestine and lived in the Theodosius Monastery at Jerusalem. After Sophronius was elected Patriarch of Jerusalem in 634, he wrote the synodical letter to teach the two wills of Christ. In 637, the Muslims captured Jerusalem. Saint Sophronius died a year later of grief at the fall of his city in 638. Saint Sophronius, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My God, I adore you and I love you with all my heart. I thank you for having created me, made me a Christian, and preserved me this night. I offer you the actions of this day. Grant that all of them may be in accordance with your holy will and for your greater glory. Protect me from sin and from all evil. Let your grace be always with me and with all my dear ones. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today's gospel is really about desiring perfection. In words from Jesus, he tells us that our virtue should go much, much deeper than that of the scribes and Pharisees, for whom we might say the bar was very low. And Jesus is saying to us, I want you to strive for real perfection, to consider the bar very high, and that is the bar of sanctity. Set very high goals for yourself, especially during this Lent. It's very nice to see perfection or almost perfection. I'm sure some of you saw that wonderful 15-year-old figure skater Kamila Valieva during the Winter Olympics, and she did some amazing maneuvers or rotations. Her quad jump was the first time it happened in Olympics and so on. But what struck me was to see her crying after a small little slip-up, which I don't think made any difference in the final vote. She was really so wonderful, and yet she was very aware of a tiny little slip-up, because you could see she was training and training and training for perfection. She was desiring perfection above everything else. And so you, Jesus, in today's gospel are asking us to be like that young Russian figure skater, Kamila Valieva, desire perfection. But not just the kind of perfection of something like figure skating, but a much deeper perfection, which is the very perfection of our souls, which is the perfection of love. St. Francis de Sales has a wonderful observation, and he puts it this way: man is the perfection of the universe. The spirit is the perfection of man. Love is the perfection of the spirit. The love of God is the perfection of love. So what we're doing now, praying to you, Lord, we are exercising our love of you in a special way by speaking to you, trying to grow in our love. Well, in a certain way, what we're doing now is the very perfection of the very universe. The highest thing that can happen in the whole universe is the exercise of the love of God, because that's the perfection of the Spirit. The Spirit is the perfection of man, and man is the perfection of the universe. How high are my objectives? Am I really trying to jump over a high bar, seeking sanctity? Or am I settling for something much lower? It can be a little bit, well, maybe depressing for us priests to hear at times people say to us when they're asked how things are going in their spiritual life. Sometimes they say something like, well, Father, I haven't killed anyone. And you do think, gosh, that's a pretty low bar. Could it not be a little bit higher? Could we not really be striving for holiness? Maybe we don't realize that's the where Jesus has put the bar, right up there at the fullness of holiness. In today's gospel, Jesus says it quite clearly. He says, if your virtue goes no deeper than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have learned how it was said to our ancestors, you must not kill. And if anyone does kill, he must answer for it before the court. In other words, it's a very low bar. As long as you're not killing anybody, you're doing okay. But Jesus said, no, that bar is way too low. I say to you, anyone who is angry with his brother will answer for it before the court. In other words, that's where the bar is now. Even being angry, having angry thoughts, even if they never really have a manifestation, an external manifestation, even angry, you know, nasty thoughts. In the end of this passage, which we don't see in today's gospel, Jesus says a very similar thing. He says, you have heard that it was said, you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Again, the very low bar. Yes, certainly love your neighbor, but if somebody's your enemy, you don't have to love them. But Jesus says, no, the bar is much higher. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And then he goes on to say, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. In other words, you, Lord, are saying to us, that is the way the sons and daughters of God behave. They are seeking the perfection of love. They're not happy to just love our neighbors, the people that we like, and hate everybody else. No, we want to love everybody, including our enemies. So that is the gold medal category. And that is why the saints, who are the sons and daughters of their Father and God, take after their Father. Because, of course, as we know, God is love. This Lent is a time for you and for me to put the bar higher. Expect more of ourselves, because you, Lord, you expect everything of us. You expect the highest of sanctity. Just today, a young fellow showed me his mobile phone. I just saw it, his mobile phone case. And on the case, there was a little kind of cartoon on the back of it with an inscription which said, my destiny is infinity. And I liked it. My destiny is infinity. So every time he puts down his phone, he's reminded of his infinite destiny. And I said to him, I like your phone. And he said, oh yeah, my grandmother told me to buy that cover. So she was, I think, a very wise grandmother, telling her grandson to desire infinity. And that's what people who love others, that's what they want for them. They want really high goals. You think of mothers or fathers who want their children to really succeed. Maybe sometimes You know, athletic fathers or athletic mothers want their children to win those gold medals. Well, our Father in heaven, He wants us to really succeed. But the thing that really matters, and that is this crown, this gold medal, which lasts forever. The one St. Paul tells us about when he says, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. He's thinking, of course, of the early Olympic Games in Greece. And he could see himself how those athletes trained and trained and trained, as they still do today. And he said, they do it for a crown that will not last. Thing in their case was a laurel wreath, which of course didn't last very long at all. At least a gold medal lasts a bit longer than that. But even a gold medal doesn't last forever. And so they do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. This crown, this Olympic gold medal, is one that lasts for all eternity. And it's the crown that is given to the saints, the sons and daughters of God who behave like that, who behave knowing, I'm a son, I'm a daughter of God, I can't think like that, I can't do those actions. They're not proper to a son or daughter of God. And so we get that crown that lasts forever. But remember, St. Paul does say, just as those athletes go into this strict training, well, you and I go into a strict training. And Lent is sometimes called a kind of training period. Asceticism, the very word asceticism is related to that idea of training, athletic training. So we are in this 40 days of special training. Training to get over that bar that our Lord knows we can get over. He's encouraging us. But we have to keep going at it again. Sometimes we fail and we have to start again and again and again and again. As long as we never give up. That's the only real lasting failure is to give up. Well, we don't give up. We keep going at it. Let's ask Our Lady, who's the model of perfection, to help us to really use these 40 days to really train for this gold medal which lasts for all eternity. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 17 minutes past the hour, and this is Daybreak. On Friday of the first week of Lent, March 11th, 2022, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now to begin the liturgical day as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness. The world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
O Lord, plead my cause against my foes. Fight those who fight me. Take up your buckler and shield. Arise to help me. O Lord, say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescue the weak from the strong and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rise up, Lord, and come to my aid.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
All-powerful Lord, stand by me and defend me.
When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather. They gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery and gnash their teeth.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All-powerful Lord,
Stand by me and defend me.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly. Amid the throng, I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen. Do not be silent. Do not stand afar off. Awake, stir to my defense, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, Great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice all day long of your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you rescue the poor from their oppressors, and you rose to the aid of your beloved Son against those who unjustly sought his life. Look on your church as we journey to you, that the poor and weak may recognize the help you provide and proclaim your saving act.
My tongue will speak of your goodness all the day long.
Turn back to the Lord your God. He is kind and merciful.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, Go and procure lambs for your families and slaughter them as Passover victims. Then take a bunch of hyssop and, dipping it in the blood that is in the basin, sprinkle the lintel and the two doorposts with this blood. But none of you shall go outdoors until morning, for the Lord will go by, striking down the Egyptians. Seeing the blood on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and not let the destroyer come into your houses to strike you down. You shall observe this as a perpetual ordinance for yourselves and your descendants. Thus you should also observe this rite when you have entered the land which the Lord will give you, as he has promised. When your children ask you, What does this rite of yours mean? You shall reply, This is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt. When he struck down the Egyptians, he spared our houses. Then the people bowed down in worship, and the Israelites went and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord slew every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner in the dungeon, as well as all the firstborn of the animals. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was loud wailing throughout Egypt, for there was not a house without its dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Leave my people at once, you and the Israelites with you. Go and worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks too, and your herds as you demanded, and be gone, and you will be doing me a favor. The Egyptians likewise urged the people on to hasten with their departure from the land. They thought that otherwise they would all die. The people therefore took their dough before it was leavened, in their kneading bowls, wrapped in the cloaks on their shoulders. The Israelites did as Moses had commanded. They asked the Egyptians for articles of gold and silver and for clothing. The Lord indeed had made the Egyptians so well disposed toward the people that they let them have whatever they asked for. Thus did they despoil the Egyptians. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The children of Israel shall put the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts and lintels of their houses.
This blood will be a sign to you.
You have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish.
This blood will be a sign to you.
The second reading is from The Mirror of Love by St. Aelred, Abbot. The perfection of brotherly love lies in the love of one's enemies. We can find no greater inspiration for this than grateful remembrance of the wonderful patience of Christ. He who is more fair than all the sons of men offered his fair face to be spat upon by sinful men. He allowed those eyes that rule the universe to be blindfolded by wicked men. He bared his back to the scourges. He submitted that head which strikes terror in principalities and powers to the sharpness of the thorns. He gave himself up to be mocked and reviled, and at the end endured the cross, the nails, the lance, the gall, the vinegar, remaining always gentle, meek, and full of peace. In short, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearers, he kept silent and did not open his mouth. Who could listen to that wonderful prayer, so full of warmth, of love, of unshakable serenity? Father, forgive them. And hesitate to embrace his enemies with overflowing love? Father, he says, forgive them. Is any gentleness, any love lacking in this prayer? Yet he put into it something more. It was not enough to pray for them. He wanted also to make excuses for them. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. They are great sinners, yes, but they have little judgment. Therefore, Father, forgive them. They are nailing me to the cross, but they do not know who it is they are nailing to the cross. If they had known, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Therefore, Father, forgive them. They think it is a lawbreaker, an impostor claiming to be God, a seducer of the people. I have hidden my face from them, and they do not recognize my glory. Therefore, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. If someone wishes to love himself, he must not allow himself to be corrupted by indulging his sinful nature. If he wishes to resist the promptings of his sinful nature, he must enlarge the whole horizon of his love to contemplate the loving gentleness of the humanity of the Lord. Further, if he wishes to savor the joy of brotherly love with greater perfection and delight, he must extend even to his enemies the embrace of true love. But if he wishes to prevent this fire of divine love from growing cold because of injuries received, let him keep the eyes of his soul always fixed on the serene patience of his beloved Lord and Savior. He surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked.
He bore the crimes of many and prayed all the while for sinners.
Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing.
He bore the crimes of many and prayed all the while for sinners.
Let us pray. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, we pray, may be so conformed to the paschal observances that the bodily discipline now solemnly begun may bear fruit in the souls of all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
23 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday, March 11th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord sets the bar higher for us than what is observed by the scribes and Pharisees. From the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the men of old, you shall not kill, and whoever kills shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, shall be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Make friends quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out till you have paid the last penny.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings, can be found on the Relevant Radio app. It's a fact. There is no sin that any of us commits which does not affect others, the church, and even the world. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Sin leaves a mark on the soul that must be expunged through sorrow and a great deal of love. Furthermore, although sin is always a personal offense against God, it still affects other people. For good or for evil, we constantly influence the people around us, people in the church and in the world. We influence them not only by the good or bad example that we give, but by the direct results of our actions. This is the other aspect of that solidarity which, on the religious level, is developed in the profound and magnificent mystery of the communion of saints, thanks to which it has been possible to say that every soul that rises above itself raises up the world. To this law of ascent, there unfortunately corresponds the law of descent. Consequently, one can speak of a communion of sin, whereby a soul that lowers itself through sin drags down with itself the church and in some way the whole world. In other words, there is no sin, not even the most intimate and secret one, the most strictly individual one that exclusively concerns the person committing it. With greater or less violence, with greater or less harm, every sin has repercussions on the entire ecclesial body and the whole human family. God asks us to be a cause of joy and light for the whole church. It will be a great help to us if we go about our work and our other daily occupations with the knowledge that we are helping people and indeed the whole mystical body of Christ through our penance. In particular, we help those people whom Christ has placed close to us on the path of life and to whom we are especially united. If you experience the communion of saints, if you live it, you will gladly be a man of penance, and you will realize that penance is joy in spite of its hardship, and you will feel yourself allied to all the penitent souls that have been, that are, and that ever will be. You will find it easier to do your duty if you think of how your brothers are helping you and of the help you fail to give them if you are not faithful. The penance that God asks of us as Christians in the midst of the world should be discreet and cheerful. We should try to let it pass unnoticed, but we should not fail to practice it in a large number of specific deeds. In any case, it does not matter very much if sometimes it is observed. If they have witnessed your faults and weaknesses, will it matter if they witness your penance? If other people have witnessed our bad temper or our lack of love or our laziness or other sins of ours, it should not matter to us if they know and see that we are making reparation for those weaknesses. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, and I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. But a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, you will accept the true sacrifice offered on your altar.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Truly with you, God is hidden, the God of Israel, the Savior. Those are put to shame and disgrace who vent their anger against him. Those go in disgrace who carve images.
Israel, you are saved by the Lord, saved forever. You shall never be put to shame or disgrace in future ages.
For thus says the Lord, the creator of the heavens, who is God, the designer and maker of the earth, who established it, not creating it to be a waste, but designing it to be lived in.
I am the Lord, and there is no other. I have not spoken from hiding, nor from some dark place of the earth. And I have not said to the descendants of Jacob, look for me in an empty waste. I, the Lord, promise justice. I foretell what is right.
Come and assemble, gather together, you fugitives among the Gentiles. They are without knowledge who bear wooden idols and pray to gods that cannot save.
Come here and declare in council together, who announced this from the beginning and foretold it from of old. Was it not I, the Lord, besides whom there is no other God? There is no just and saving God but me.
Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other.
By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word.
To me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear, saying, only in the Lord are just deeds and power.
Before him in shame shall come all who vent their anger against him. In the Lord shall be the vindication and the glory of all the descendants of Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
All the descendants of Israel will glory in the Lord's gift of victory.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us go into God's presence singing for joy.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide spoils with the mighty, because he has surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked. And he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words. And from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
If your virtue does not surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If your virtue does not surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray. Thanks be to Christ the Lord, who brought us life by his death on the cross. With our whole heart, let us ask him.
By your death, raise us to life.
Teacher and Savior, you have shown us your fidelity and made us a new creation by your passion.
Keep us from falling again into sin.
By your death, raise us to life. Help us to deny ourselves today.
And not deny those in need.
By your death, raise us to life. May we receive this day of penance as your gift.
And give it back to you through works of mercy.
By your death, raise us to life. Master our rebellious hearts.
And teach us generosity.
By your death, raise us to life. We pause now to express our own needs and those of our community.
By your death, raise us to life.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant that your faithful, O Lord, we pray, may be so conformed to the paschal observances that the bodily discipline now solemnly begun may bear fruit in the souls of all. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, we're just hours away from the beginning of the weekend. Be sure to keep it holy. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's do this again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out now, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.